Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from WNYC, made on Varick Street.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The folky, psychedelic sound of the band Quilt recalls the summer of love and San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury scene. But the group's not from California. They're from Boston. They met in art school, where they first began piecing together a distinctive palette of breezy harmonies, oblique lyrics, and spacey guitars. The new full-length album, their second, is called Held in Splendor. And they're here in the Soundcheck studio to play some songs for us. Here is Quilt with Arctic Shark live on Soundcheck.
How can I proceed with these? This eastern harbor's full of grief.
That is Arctic Shark, the name of the song from the band Quilt, performing here in the Soundcheck studio. It's from their latest album called Held in Splendor. And let me introduce you to the members of Quilt. Anna Fox-Rashinsky, singing and playing guitar. Shane Butler, singing and playing guitar. Kevin LaRoe, singing and playing the bass. And John Andrews behind our drum kit. Yes, more singing there as well. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Is there such a thing as an Arctic shark? There isn't, is there?
I suppose there is. People have been debating this in reviews of the song, but I guess
I saw
when
YouTube videos.
Sorry?
I saw YouTube videos of a glacier shark.
Yeah. Well, my dad sent me a picture of what he considers to be an Arctic shark, and it was terrifying. He found it on the internet, but wasn't exactly having that in mind when I wrote the song.
What did you have in mind?
It was just wordplay I was coming up with at the time, writing the lyrics. It sort of extends into the rest of the themes of the song.
Well, yeah. You know, the sound of the band has sparked a lot of comparisons. I'm sure you've heard them over and over again to the psychedelic bands of the 60s, the Byrds, the Mamas and the Papas and stuff. You're all way too young to have lived through that. But, you know, there is that sound. Where does that come from for you guys?
I don't really think it's an intentional thing. We all love a lot of those bands, but we kind of just write the songs that feel good to our heart, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Channel it through there. One thing that I've been thinking about a lot is just the retro thing gets dropped a lot. But it's also kind of like, well, there was a tradition that seemed to be born at this certain time, And there's actually been bands ever since that tradition started that have been doing similar sounding music since, in the same way that folk music was produced years and years and years ago. There have been thousands of years of folk music, hymnals and stuff like that. So in the 60s, there was a production of a new tradition.
Right.
And at times we seem to fall into that, but we listen to just as much contemporary music, so it's not an intentional thing.
Yeah. So are you guys into, like, neo-soul and hip-hop and R&B and all that kind of stuff?
R&B is
oh, sure.
Best.
Yeah. But you know, what comes out is this other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Was that from, like, early on? You guys met in art school, right?
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. Me and Anna started the band about 5 years ago.
Right. So did it sort of develop this way, or was it pretty clear from the start that this was the road you guys were going down?
It wasn't clear at all, I don't think. It was formed out of, like, a other band, and then we kind of added, and it was originally an acoustic project that we wanted to turn electric, and then brought Anna in and kind of started that way and kind of just built up.
Yeah, I mean, we started just it was very natural, and we didn't have a particularly strict vision of what the sound would be. We mm-hmm. Shane and I just started playing and writing songs, and I think over time the songwriting craft has matured to the point it is now.
Right.
And I think just your influences come through no matter what. And
So you were both at the School of the Museum of Fine Arts in mm-hmm. Boston. Studying what?
I was a transfer student there. So I started at Hampshire College in Western Mass, and I went to art school halfway through to focus more on painting, and I ended up...
Because Hampshire wasn't arty enough for you? the school where you make your own major?
Well, yeah, I mean, no, seriously. I think I also was craving more of an urban vibe, too, and so I started out doing painting, and I tried out a lot of things at SMFA, and painting now is what I'm coming back to again. It's sort of my first love.
And Shane?
I was attracted to this school because of its interdisciplinary nature. It is also connected to Tufts University, so
right.
I wanted to both pursue art, but then also pursue word study as well, heavily. So kind of had the mix of the two, and ended up doing a lot of kind of video and performance and installation art when I was there. So.
Well, what's interesting is you guys have fallen into another tradition, which is the tradition of interesting bands coming out of art schools, whether it's Brian Eno and Roxy Music in, mm-hmm. England in the early 70s, or Talking Heads coming out of Rhode Island in the mid-70s. You know, that's something we've seen a lot of. Held in Splendor is the name of the latest from the band Quilt. They are performing here in New York at Rough Trade, the record store in Brooklyn, on February 28th. They're playing for us some songs from the new album here in the Soundcheck studio today. You want to do Tired and Buttered next? Once again, this is Quilt, live on Soundcheck.
It's time to decide.
That is Quilt, live on Soundcheck with their song Tired and Buttered. The album's called Held in Splendor. It is out on the Mexican Summer label. The band playing in New York at Rough Trade in Brooklyn on February 28th. They're playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. And having just demonstrated that they can pivot on a dime more than once in one three-minute song if they need to, they're going to play another for us. This next tune is called Tie Up the Tides. Once again, Quilt, live on Soundcheck.
Sit on it by candlelight and make the moon my home. Tie up the tides as they rise and as they fall. What did I give? What can I own? Should I even ask these things at all?
Quilt is the band, live on Soundcheck with Tie Up the Tides. And on that song, Anna Fox Roshinsky sang, played guitar, and some keyboards. Shane Butler, voices and guitar. John Andrews, vocals and drums. Kevin LaRoe, vocals and bass. They are Quilt here in the Soundcheck studio playing some songs from their latest record called Held in Splendor. Anna, it's not just the layering of the guitars that's so distinctive. It's what you do with the sound. I mean, both you and Shane are surrounded by foot pedals and stuff like that, so there's a lot of kind of processing, delaying, looping, that sort of thing happening.
Yeah, for sure.
And so how difficult is it to recreate live the kind of textures that you are able to do in the studio?
I think that it's very doable. One major change that we have undertaken recently was the addition of Kevin playing bass, which has helped recreate the sound of the album much better. There's bass on the album, but mm-hmm. it was Shane and Jarvis trading off bass duties on the record. So having the bass live is wonderful. And all it takes is practice, knowing which pedals to hit at the right time. You know, it's just fun.
Right.
Shane's really into the loops and has always brought that element into it, sort of a drone element.
You know, that was an interesting part of the original psychedelia of the 60s, was how close the rock avant-garde and the classical avant-garde were. They were using people like Terry Riley, Lamont Young.
I go to the Dream House. Whenever I'm in the city, I try to go to the Dream House.
But, uh-huh. For folks who don't know, Dream House is an ongoing sound and light installation by Lamont Young and Marion Zazila that's been running for years. It is, by some measures, the longest piece of music ever written, because as long as the electricity is on, the music goes. So you're into that kind of...
Oh, yeah. That's a big thing for me. And bringing in loops and kind of just that textural element really helps the songs a lot. And it's something that we do in the studio. And, you know, live, it's like a different show live than in the studio. And I've always been a fan of that. Recreating, we also do jamming live and just kind of improvisation and stuff like that. So that's a huge thing, which also, I guess, goes along with.
Well, yeah, that's the other part is, you know, traditionally 2 and 3 minute songs by psychedelic bands can turn into like 20, like Dark Star, you know, Grateful Dead, 25 minute versions of Dark Star. Do you guys go that route?
We like to jam. Yeah, sure. Yeah, but we also love pop and, you know, we love playing our pop songs too. We like both.
And you apparently are also kind of keen on the post-John Fahey guitar scene, the so-called American primitives, because Daniel Bachman is on a track on this record. How did you guys find him?
We've been playing with him for years.
He's our buddy.
We met him when we first started the band. He was playing under the name Sacred Harp, and we played Quill, and we met him actually in Boston at a festival that our good friends, the White House, had put on a thing called Weird Stock. And Boston invited people from all over. And he played that. We met him. He was playing sitar at the time. Uh-huh. And then we met him again in Fredericksburg, Virginia. He used to run shows out of his house. And we just got along real well and have since.
He lives in Chapel Hill now. We'll see him in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we're playing with him in Chapel Hill. It's going to be great.
Him and my dad are like best friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My dad likes him more than the next year.
So dad's favorite musician is someone else, Daniel Bachman. I really like his stuff, too, and he's on this song called The Hollow, which we'll hear a little bit of to wrap up. But the album is called Held in Splendor. It is brand new from the band Quilt. They'll be back in town February 28th to play at Rough Trade. They've been playing for us here today. Guys, thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you want to go to that place we can't see, well, how can we get there to the Midland Sea?
By the way, we shot video of today's session. Find it at soundcheck.org. And if you subscribe to WNYC's YouTube channel, we'll update you every time we post new videos. That does it for this installment of the Soundcheck podcast. Thanks for listening.